The Healthy Minx Podcast. Everything health.
Welcome to another episode of The Healthy Minx. My name is Kate Schmutter. I'm a naturopath, nutritionist, homeopath and herbalist and owner of Ascension Natural Medicine.
Hi, I'm Carly Meaden. I'm a naturopath, nutritionist and lecturer.
Hello, I'm Rhea Balehart. I graduated 3 years ago as a naturopath and I specialise in thyroid and adrenal disorders.
So in this episode, we're going to talk about inflammation. So none of us can escape it. We're all human. It happens to all of us.
It's a natural process of day-to-day metabolism. You don't have antioxidants in the system without prooxidants. They're necessary for normal function. It's when things get out of hand that they become problematic.
So what is inflammation? If someone's got it, how will they feel?
What kind of symptoms?
Yeah.
It's pretty varied. We can start off with something as simple as a headache or an ache in a muscle somewhere, which may seem unrelated at the time, and transitioning into more serious inflammatory issues like diabetes or cancer as well is being tied very closely to cellular systemic inflammation.
And I guess if you break it down simply, every chronic disease is because of long-term inflammation in the body.
Yeah. Even from viruses too, over time.
It's interesting too because, Kate, you were saying earlier, sometimes it's not quite as simple as, oh, my knee hurts, or, you know, it's this one isolated area that often I think people can think of it as like, oh, I've got arthritis in this little finger.
Yeah.
Sometimes for me, if I wake up feeling inflamed, I just feel groggy, I feel puffy,
yes.
I feel just like there's something not quite right and it's systemic. It's, you know, it's through the whole body.
Yeah. It's like this low-grade thing that's just going on inside you. Yeah. It's an awful thing to have. And I think with our lifestyle and our society the way it is, it's a huge issue. Every single patient that comes into me has some form of inflammation in their body.
And so what are the causes of inflammation? What do you see a lot of?
To be honest, a huge one is stress.
That
stress, those stress hormones just creating all those pro-inflammatories in the body is a huge issue. You know, so we target that by teaching people how to be mindful, how to reduce those stress levels, to exercise to burn them off. Yeah, and targeting, that out-of-control stress.
I had an interesting conversation with someone that I know within the industry who has just come out of chemotherapy,
yes.
A naturopath, and she said she had all her blood work done, obviously, throughout the treatment, testing her white blood cell count, etc. And she said when she was practicing mindfulness practices, which she only did for about 2 weeks during the chemo, her blood readings were completely different.
Wow.
Totally
awesome.
Different.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
She didn't keep it up, but she said the doctors were very surprised. So what a simple thing.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Like an app or a tape?
Yeah, I think she was using an app. Oh, it was from Monash. Monash University has actually released a mindfulness app that you can download onto your phones, meditation, daily practices, things to bring you back to the present moment and not stress about what's happened or what's coming down the track, but to bring yourself back into the present moment. And it obviously had a really big effect on her data readings.
Yeah, and I think mindfulness doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a yogi to do it. You know, mindfulness can be stopping, taking a breath, checking in with your body, checking where you are, and going, yeah, I'm okay, I've got this.
Yeah, something we could all do a little bit more of from time to time.
All right, so inflammation. So if people don't want to change a lot of their lifestyle, but they want something just to give them a bit of help, you know, is there something they could take? Is there something they can do? Like, what do you girls recommend?
Turmeric is always a first port of call because it's absolutely amazing. So more and more research is being done on it. It's got centuries of use traditionally, but it's a really potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, and it gets results really quickly. It's also more and more research is being done into the kind of cancer realm and anti-cancer realm as well, which is really impressive.
In combination of turmeric now with circulatory stimulants like black pepper is having very good clinical
and there's something in the
results.
Black pepper actually like further kind of boosts or activates the turmeric, right?
Yeah, I think it's compound piperine.
Yeah,
the black pepper. Also addressing the stress, like Kate said, very important part of treating this issue. But herbs like rhodiola, Russian rose, very good and long traditional usage. And for some people, it can work within half an hour of taking the supplement. So if you are under stress and you need a quick fix, it can be a herb which can be utilized on a regular basis quickly for that.
Yes. I love rhodiola. I remember I was taking it and locked myself out of the house. And normally that sends me into a huge tailspin because you're just going, oh, when is anybody home? I'm just going to be outside the front of my house for months. But I remember kind of checking in with myself and being like, it's fine. Like, somebody's going to come. I'll be in my house. It's not that big a deal. And I was like, oh, my God, it's the rhodiola.
Oh, wow.
It's funny. It does nothing for me. I'm really a huge fan of passion flower.
Nice.
I think because I have a nervous system that can be quite frantic.
Yeah, right.
And that just sedates everything and makes it happy.
Whereas rhodiola doesn't touch the sides. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. And you don't find that that herb makes you drowsy at all?
No.
Not for your system?
No. Yeah. The stronger the better.
And that's an interesting point to make. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach at all. And from a constitutional medicine perspective as well, there's even deeper levels of going into which herb is appropriate for you. So just for everyone out there in listener land, don't buy anything off the shelf without actually consulting a practitioner, particularly when herbs are involved.
Mm, yeah, because I'll get the right one for you. Another age-old awesome anti-inflammatory is fish oil. What do you girls think?
Full steam ahead with fish oils.
Yeah.
But it has to be a really good quality one. I used to work for a big pharmaceutical company that pumped out fish oil, and it was something like 500 capsules for $10.
Wow. Mm. Yeah.
Which after I studied was like, oh my God, that's a disaster. Like, we were basically poisoning people, because what's happening when you're producing cheap, like almost 100% reasonably thought to be really lousy fish oil, it's not sourced well, it's high in mercury, and it oxidizes.
Yeah.
So it's sitting on the shelf and you're taking a supplement for inflammation that's actually going to be causing inflammation.
Yeah.
So it's really important to put money into your fish oil.
Yes.
Even though it can sting, because some of them are really expensive comparatively to $10, what isn't?
Yeah.
It's a really worthwhile investment because it's huge and it's affecting every single cell, every single membrane.
Yeah. And store them correctly too. Mm. Don't leave them in your hot car.
Yeah.
Put them in the fridge or a cold cupboard.
Vegetarian options, girls. We have got algae supplementation now available.
Sea buckthorn. Yeah, so with the fish oil, I think it's always better to have the liquid. I myself cannot stand it. Yeah, so what are some brands that you girls use?
Nordic Naturals and Bioceuticals tend to be some pretty big ones on the market at the moment.
Yep.
Even Ethical Nutrients, because that's under the cover of Health World, which also owns Metagenics, which is practitioner only. So it's really good quality.
Yeah.
But they have a fruit punch flavour, which is disgusting. So you might want to capsule it for that one.
I myself use Orthoplex. So yeah, your practitioner brands are your best quality. But Nordic Naturals you can buy over the counter without seeing a practitioner, and that's brilliant.
There was a brand floating around a few years ago that you could only get through practitioners, which was lemon cheesecake flavour, liquid fish oil.
Was it disgusting?
Apparently it was delicious.
I don't believe that for a second.
Incredible. Yeah.
Most of them are always like mint to try and cover it. You just do like weird burps.
I'm not a huge believer in using a lot of supplements. I think they're great to fill gaps in the diet. But when you're talking about inflammation, for me personally, I always put my patients on alkaline water. Now, if you're not drinking good quality water to regenerate and refresh your cells, you're going to have inflammation. So if you have alkaline water, it means on your pH scale, you've got your neutral and it's alkaline. So there cannot be inflammation in the body if you have alkaline water and food.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you buy a filter or alkaline jugs by Gen 2, they're about $50, a cheap and easy option, and you will notice a difference within a few weeks of drinking good quality water. Your joints will be more mobile, you'll feel better, you'll be able to think more clear, your skin will be better. Do you girls use it?
I've got a Gen 2.
Yep. I've got a Gen 2 as well.
Yep.
Bought myself one for Christmas.
It's very grown up, isn't it?
They're awesome. And they remove 98% of fluoride. And I've done a lot of research into a lot of filters. And there's some pretty lousy ones like Brita. Don't waste your money.
Yeah. Don't
and
work.
They're not actually that cheap either. I think they're like $30, $35.
Mm. Exactly.
So you may as well spring the extra 15 and get Gen 2.
Yeah.
So countermeasures for inflammation. Alkaline water, more alkaline foods.
Regular exercise,
cutting out dairy and wheat.
Mindfulness.
And gluten, which are inflammatory.
Yeah. And laughter, having a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really important. Well, if you have any questions about inflammation or any of the supplements that we've recommended, please contact us on Facebook at The Healthy Minx.